Matzos on Tisha B'Av, fasting. Said Echa, said Kinnis, sat on the ground. What is our Avida? Tell a story. Couple had a rambunctious child. It was a handful. It's Tisha B'Av morning, and the child was already up for hours. And the father was going to shul. And his wife, the mother, asked him, I can't manage with this child. Could you take him along to shul? So he said, you know, he can't sit still, he can't behave. He's not going to last in shul. The mother said, listen, chanishka kayach. Just take him. If it becomes too much, bring him home. Reluctantly, the father takes him. Mother got a bit of rest, and she's waiting for him to come home. Time passes. So more time passes. After a long while, the father comes home with the child. And the mother asks, did he behave? Did he allow you to daven? So he said, I'll be honest, he didn't behave. But it was the best Tisha B'Av I ever had. And she said, why? He said, from the first moment, he was begging me. Tati, I want to go home. Tata, I want to go home. And I realized, that is the essence of Tisha B'Av. Yes, we fast, we mourn, we lament the past. But this is Nachvinci. The real Aveda of Tisha B'Av is Tata Zisel in Himmel. I want to go home. Umifnei Chataenu. It's because of our sins. Golinu Maratzeinu, we were exiled. Sometimes you're sent away in exile, but you're held close by. You expect the galus to be short. But v'nisrachaknu me'al admaseinu. We've been distant. We've been sent away for a long time. It's nearly 2,000 years. What is our Aveda today? To tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we've had enough. This is not where we belong. This is not where we want to be. We ask to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take us home. V'avi'enu l'tziyon ircha berina. Bring us home to your city. Ulushalayim Beis Mikdashcha, to your home, the Beis HaMikdash, the Simchas Olam, and only then will we be happy. Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes in his Siddur, Il mole loyhoyo el avoin ze biyadenu. It was only we had one Avera. Which Avera? She'ein mis'ablim al Yerushalayim k'roi, we're not mourning Yerushalayim properly. Dai laharach galuseinu. That alone, if we were perfect, if we had rectified all our averus, but we're not mis'abl k'roi, that itself would be enough to extend the galus. And he goes further, v'hu, this that we're not mourning, Be'enai is in my eyes, Rabbi Yaakov Lenin says, Hasiba Hakroiva Hayoyser, it is the most likely reason, Gluya Atsuma V'chazaka, the strongest and most revealed reason, L'chol Ashmodois HaMuflogois HaGdoilois HaNeirois HaMuvahalois Rayaneinu, to all the tremendous suffering, oppression, persecution, holocausts, Asher Matzanu Begolus, B'chol Mekoymois Bezureinu. Rabbi Yaakov Lenin says, the most likely reason, and this reason stands alone, if we had nothing else wrong with us, if we were totally achieved perfection, is this, that we're not, we don't mourn Yerushalayim, that we feel at home, we don't feel like we're missing enough. We don't have the recognition that everything that we're suffering is just a byproduct of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Ay, Tzarchei Amcha Merubim, the needs of Klal Yisrael are many. People suffering from illnesses, physical illnesses, mental illnesses, Handasa issues, Shalom Bayis problems, married people waiting for children, people who have children, suffering from their children. Fine, wonderful single girls, can't find Shidduchim. Look at the Targum on Echa, Besulaysa Nugais, Vehi Marloth, and you'll see that it all stems from the Churban. The Gemara in Saita says, Miyoim shecharav beis hamikdash, ein lecha yoim shein kilalosoi merubim mechaveira. From the day of the Churban beis hamikdash, there isn't a day that the curses are not greater than the day before. Zok de b'nei Yisachar. This is to tell us that the Churban wasn't a one-time happening. It's something which keeps on happening. It keeps on growing, and it's growing exponentially. And every Churban we see, every tzara we see, comes from the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And that's included in our mourning. It's the personal suffering, this national suffering, tremendous anti-Semitism, sweeping throughout the world once again. Would have thought after World War II we'd never see this again. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis says, Ani Amarti, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I said, V'yishkoin Yisrael Levetach Badon. The Klal Yisrael is going to rest alone, solitary, but in tranquility. That's what I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, said. Viata, and now it's Echa Yashva Badad. We're alone, but we're alone in persecution. Zot the Netziv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Klal Yisrael to be Badad, but b'kavod u'benucha, in tranquility, in peace, in honor, we shouldn't try to assimilate into the nations of the world. We shouldn't try to be one with popular culture. But when Klal Yisrael doesn't recognize their unique mission, their divine mission to stand alone, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it that we're going to be badad in a different way. When the nations of the world reject us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani amarti, I said, I want it. Vayishkoin Yisrael levetach vodot. Unfortunately, because we don't mourn the galus, we don't recognize our uniqueness, we want to be like everyone else. Now, it's Echa Yashva vodot. Now we lament that we're alone. the tzaras in the world, whether personal or national, are stemming from the Churban Beis HaMikdash and from a lack of recognition, a lack of mourning it, the fact that we feel comfortable in this langa bittere golus. And that's the Gashmias, that is in the material world. The real mourning on the Churban is spiritual. David HaMelech said, V'ata, li, to me, kirvas elikim, li toif. Vani, for me, what's good by me is kirvas elikim, to feel close to Hashem. That's what I consider good. When there wasn't Beis HaMikdash, just envision for a moment. It says, Asara nisim nasim b'chol yoyim. Every day there were 10 miracles in the Beis HaMikdash. One of the reasons we feel so distant from the Ribbono Shel Olam. We don't see Him, we don't sense Him, we don't feel Him. Tremendous hest upon Him. Imagine there was a Beis HaMikdash and you could walk in and see 10 miracles every day of the week. You would see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of you. You would see Hashgacha Pratis in front of you. Imagine the Kirvas Elikim that we'd appreciate, we'd attain. Imagine if a Yid did an Avera. Instead of feeling distant, you could bring a carbon. And this carbon would create an instant kapara. Imagine you can go into the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. Ashri ayin ras chazois. Fortunate the eyes that could see this. And you'd see a red string symbolizing the chatan of Kol Yisrael, and it turning white as the Kohen Gadol does the Avodah. Can you imagine the Kirvas Elokim we'd feel? That's what we're mourning today. The Tzaras HaGashmias and the Churban HaRuchni that's within each and every one of us. We feel so distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, even all of this is self-centered. We're mourning for ourself. The mourning of Tisha B'Av is far, far deeper. There's a sefer called Vayomer Amos. It was written by Rab Amos HaKoyen of Djerba in Tunisia. And he tells the following story. Once was a couple, many years, didn't have children, couldn't have children. Finally, when they had almost given up on it, the woman got a besura that she was expecting. Obviously, they were tremendously joyous. But as the pregnancy developed, she felt there was something very, very wrong. She felt very, very ill. And they went to a doctor, and the doctor said, listen, I must tell you, it's impossible for you to survive the birth. And you have a choice to make. You can give birth to a child, but you're going to die. Or we can terminate the pregnancy. And in the story, not discussing what halachically should have been the answer, but in the story, the husband and wife talk to each other. And the woman says, you know, I had many years in life, many decades, many good decades. I'm willing to give up my life so there should be a future. should be a child born that will have a future. And Kachava, she gave birth, and on this joyous day of her giving birth, she passed away. So you can imagine what a bittersweet simcha. This long-awaited child and the whole family, together with this sad and bitter avelus, they sit shiva, they get up from shiva as the bris. On the shleishim is the pidyon haben. But the day that everyone was waiting for was the day of the bar mitzvah of this child. 13 years later, on the yard side of his mother, he's going to become bar mitzvah. And he'll be able to say Kaddish as an adult for his mother, who gave up her life that he should exist. And comes this great awaited day, the day of the bar mitzvah, and they gather together like any bar mitzvah, and the boy says a pshetel, and the speaker talks about parents, and then they turn to the boy, it's your turn to say Kaddish now. And he says a quick Kaddish. Skadish, Rabba just flicks up a Kaddish. And they look at him. This is your mother. How could you say Kaddish like this? And he says, listen, I'll be honest with you. Your mother, my mother must have meant a lot to you, to her husband, to her parents, to her siblings. But I never knew him. I never knew my mother. To me, it's just a story that I heard. It's meaningless to me. And everyone started screaming at this little boy, Ben Sarah Meir that you are. The only reason you're here is because of your mother's Mesiras Nefesh for you. How could you not recognize it, even if you didn't know her? Zakt of Amos HaKayin of Jerba. So too is how we have to relate to the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash was the Madar Ahava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was the place where there was Gilui HaShechina, the place where there was the revelation of the divine glory, the place where you could see Hashgacha Pratis in front of your eyes. And we say in Tehillim, Perik Ayin Tes, Mizmar La Asaf. There's a song to Asaf. Elohim, Ba'u Goyim Benachla Secha. The nations came into your Nachla, destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, defiled it. And the question is, Mizmar La Asaf? It should be a dirge, it should be a lamentation. It should be a cry, a sobbing, a weeping. What does it mean, Mizmar La'asaf? If you look at Rashi on the Tehillim, he says it's a Mizmar because Kila Chamosai al Eitzim Bavanim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu let out his wrath on stones and wood. The Medrash develops it further. Kach HaKadosh, the Medrash asks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hichriv Heichal U'Migdosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the Beis HaMikdosh. Va'ata Yoishev U'Mezamer, and you're singing. And David HaMelech says, Mizamer answers back, also, Mizamer ani, I am singing, Sheshofach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chamosai al Eitzim Vavonim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu let out his wrath on the physical building. V'loy shafach hamosai al Yisrael, he didn't let out his wrath on Klal Yisrael. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ani eilech begolus. I, Kaviyachol, my Shechina, will go into Golus. I'll go into exile. Utehei Shechinta begolusa. And my Shechina will be in Golus. But the Atem Tisharu b'chayim. As long as you will remain alive. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the ultimate sacrifice. The purpose of the world is to reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu's glory. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu sacrificed all of it. Went into Golus. Why? For us. For Atem Tishru B'chayim. So you should remain alive. Pasuk in Yirmiyoh, Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk Zayin says, "B'mistarim tivke nafshi." In hiding, my soul cries. The Gemara in Chagiga Daf Hei says, "Makom yesh laKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olamoi." There's a certain eichel in the world. There's a place in the world, one of the upper eichelos. Umistarim shemoi. And the name of this eichel is Mistarim. V'sham HaKadosh Baruch Hu boicha. And in this Mistarim, Kaviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself cries. She'ein lo'i mokoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a place in this world. Ve'ein lo'i manoyach. He has no resting, no dwelling place, and no resting place in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol cries and weeps, I'm in Golus. Why? Ba'atem tishru v'chayim. So that you should remain alive. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from us? After the sacrifice? One day a year we should say Kaddish and a sacrifice. One day a year on the Yahrzeit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sacrificed Gilui HaShechina for our benefit. On that Yahrzeit we should mourn the Golus HaShechina. We should say one Kaddish. One Yiskadal Yiskadash Shemei Rabba. Let the glory of Hashem increase. One Yehei Shemei Rabba Mevarach. Let the shame Hashem expand. Let his great name be increased. One heartfelt Kaddish. B'mistarem tivke nafshi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol is crying over the Churban Beis HaMikdash all the time, a whole year. One day a year, let us shed a tear with him too. When we mourn the Churban Beis HaMikdash, shouldn't only be about ourselves, what we've lost. What we've lost for Ruchnius, what we've lost for Gashmius. But it should be the Shema too. It's to cry along with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ein loy mokoyim ve'ein loy menoyach. And our deepest desire is to provide a va'osuli mikdash v'shachanti b'seicham. On this day of Tisha B'Av, let us turn to our Father in Heaven and say, Tata, I want to go home. Tata, I want you to have a home. And I want to go to that home. Avi'enu l'tzion ircha, Rina, bring us all together to your city. Uli Yerushalayim beis mikdashcha. Yerushalayim, your home. Take us home with you. Besimchas oilam. That's our avodah. If we just do avodah, like I say, one heartfelt yehesh me'rabah, one tear shed by Yerushalayim ircha. Kilushu oscha kivinu kolayoyim. Libi al chalaleyem. One heartfelt tear. And that's enough. Kolam is abal al Yerushalayim. Seicha v'raya v'simchasa b'mher b'yameinu. Amen.